Rabosai, we have the very difficult Gemara that we've been learning that quotes a statement of Rapapa, and then the Gemara goes on and says that maybe he's correct, maybe he's not correct. What did Rapapa say? So first he said an echo of Rabba. He talked about a case of Para Genuva and Tvacha B'Shabbos. And that case, he says Chayiv, he's Chayiv Dalet Behei, the reason being because the Chiv Karen was from before Shabbos, was Genuvalo, and then that which you have, the Kim Ramine, the Chiv Misav Shabbos, that came together with the Dalet Behei, and the Halacha is, or at least Rav Meir holds, that's the question, if it's Rav Meir, Rav Papa himself holding Rav Meir, goes back to the Tosas that we saw, but the Halacha would be, according to Rav Meir certainly, that even though there's a Chiv Misa with a Chiv Knas, the halacha is that you pay the knas. Chiyav Misa does not pater knas. And that's the point. So once the Chiyav Gneva doesn't get exempted with the Kamad Rav Minei, the Chiyav Knas will not get exempted either, even though it has a Kamad Rav Minei. That's part one. That's the same thing as we saw with Rabba. Then Rav Papa continues and talks about a case of Parah She'ula, though. If the case with the Parah was She'ula, Tvacha B'Shabbos, pater. So here we had a shaila and a girsa, right? According to Rashi, the case is we're talking only about Karen. We can't be discussing about Dalet Behei. We're talking about a shoel. So the issue is simply about the Karen. Rashi calls it the chiyuv of gezela. And the point is that you have the tour of kimdav minei because. So that's the shaila. What's the pshat? So the Gemara goes on and explains what's the chidush of a papa saying she'ula. The gnuva is not a chidush. That's baba. What's the chidush of a papa benogei the case of she'ula? Since Rav Papa says v'nogeya a shoel who takes a para and has an obligation to feed it, so that obligation is incurred at the time that he does the original meshicha to take title, so to speak, as a shoel on the para, and it's only later on that you have the chiyuv malchus of l'sachsom. That's what Rav Papa was discussing v'nogeya that case of chosin pi para. So meanwhile, where Papa says that the chiyuv mizonos is incurred, that obligation is incurred at the time of the original kinyan that the shoel makes. I would have said, similarly, when it comes to the chiyuv onsin, that which the shoel is chayv onsin, it would set in at the time of she'ela. And if that were true, then there'd be a chiyuv keren, even though tavcha b'shabbos, because he's mechuyev already what at the time of the she'ela. Come asmalan. Reading the words of Rashi, it would sound like we take this in the fullest literal sense. What does it mean? He's chayev mishas she'ela. And what is the kamasmalan? Rashi says, hachinami neima mishas she'ela ramya alei chiyuv keren v'chitavcha b'shabbos l'chayev. Knows there is a full-blown chiyuv. He has a chiyuv already on this that he borrowed. He has a chiyuv. What would that mean? He has a chiyuv to return the item, or should it not be an item, he has to return the tashlum. And all of this is chal completely mishas she'ela. That's therefore why tavcha b'shabbos would be chayiv. He's already nischayiv before. And what's the kamash malan of Rav Papa? Rashi says, because since, after all, you could return the chayfetz as is, so it's only at the time of the tzvicha that there's any basis for a chiyuv, and Rashi says a gazala. So there's no chiyuv initially of the shoel. There'll be something will happen later on that will be machayiv at that point. This chiddush of Rav Papa, apparently according to the girsa that we have in our Gemara, is not necessarily everybody's position. How come? Because the Gemara goes on with the Maisa of Rav. Rav has a statement of a father who died having borrowed a para, and the children can continue to use it for the terms of the length of time of the she'ela. That's the chiddush in its own right, that they have the right in the mishtamish. But at the same time, the Braisa says, or Rav says, if it dies, they don't have to pay ba'onsin. That chiyuv does not incur. They do not actually borrow the para. If they go ahead and slaughter it, thinking it was the father's, they have to pay that which they were nene. And one more clause that Rava mentions: if there's achrayis nechasim, if the father had karka that he left, Chayavim Lisharim. What is that clause going on? So we have an Ika to Lishonos. Ika de Masni HaReisa, Ika de Masni HaSeifa. If it's going on the Reisa, Hosekein HaSeifa, Upligad Rapap. If it's going in the Seifa, but in the Reisa, it wouldn't matter, even with the father leaving the Chassin, Vahainu Drapap. What does all that mean? This is our Girsa. So what does it indicate, according to, as we see within Rashi? If it's going on the Seifa, and not on the Reisa, that's consistent with Rapap. What does it mean? That in the Reisa, in the case where it just died, not Tavchua thinking it was the father, it's just it died. So the halacha is that just because the father left nechassim and he dies, those nechassim not meshubed to pay for the chiyuv onsin of the animal. Why not? The answer is because the chiyuv onsin only sets in when the onus happens. And that's hainadrapab. That's why in the Reisha, the having the achrayas nechassim doesn't alter anything. Let's just figure out, and what about in the Seifa? What changed over there? How come in the case where they slaughtered it, thinking it was the father's, they do have to pay with achrayas nechassim? So here, there's two ways to understand Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is difficult. Rishonim will ask in Rashi. Rashi says the problem is that they should have done more investigation. They should have checked out that it wasn't really the father's, it was borrowed. So the obvious question everyone asks on Rashi is, no, if that's the problem, that they're Pusheya, they themselves are Pusheya, then why does it matter if the father left the Chayas Nechassim or not? Mitzvah Liyashev, you have to know what to answer for Rashi. Somehow, the Pshia is not itself the only element in Mechayev, it only makes it that they can stand in place of the father to the extent that the Chassim are Meshuvit. But we have to explain why that should be. It's not just the fact that they were Pusheya and therefore they have to pay. It's only that because of that, you can link them back to the father, and therefore they have to pay from the father's estate. But Rashi says, because of their pshia. Tosa says a different word. Tosa says that the problem in the Sefer is that the father is pusheya. Since the father didn't tell the children that it was borrowed, so therefore the Sheba does kick in from that point, when it was before he died. Because having been pusheya is a basis to mechayevim. You see an interesting point here, that even a shoel who is chayv va'onsin, you can have also a separate chiyuv on pshia. In other words, a chiyuv onsin mitzad atzmo is chal when mishas onis. But a shoel has to watch also. He's no worse than a regular shomer. That's something that could be investigated further. We can't probe that right now. But you see that point in Tosfos. The pashtus Tosfos means that there's a mechayev on the shoel mitzad the pshia. The father's pshia is mechayev him that his nechassim are meshubed for having been pusheh. But that's not what we're going to focus on today. It's just sort of, that's a separate box that if we had more time, we could explain that better and try to understand it better. That which we say that tavchua, they have to pay with achrayas nechassim, that's assuming that it's going only on the seif. But on the reisha, doesn't matter if the father left nechassim. There is no chiyuv, v'hayno drapah. But man de masdera reisha, the koshkin ha-seifa, so what now changes? The Lokara Pup. So again, what would that mean? The father died, but he left the Nechassim. There's a Shibud already on the Nechassim because that there'll be an Ones, something will happen, died later. But those Nechassim are Meshubit to pay back the Mashiel, and therefore even after the father dies, the children have to pay. If there's Nechassim, that's Meshubit, the Lokara Pup. Rav Papa said that it's only Chal Mishas Onsin, and here we're assuming otherwise. That's the Gemara. The difficulty we mentioned last year was the Rambam. The Rambam paskins mitzad echad, like Rav Papa. He also has the girsa in Megneva Tuchim Mechira. That was a separate inyan, not the local Rashi. But the Rambam paskins the din of Rav Papa. Seemingly, that means that there's the chiyuv is chal when b'shas ha'ones. And yet, the Rambam paskins like Lishna Kama, that if he left Achrayas Nechassim, then even in a case of Mesa, they have to pay. So it doesn't stem with our sugya, and how do you understand it? So the first thing is we saw that the Ram didn't have the girsa of the Lokra puppet, Hainadra puppet, simply not Togin Rav Papa. It's a separate issue. So what is the separate issue? Is it Chal before the Shiva Nechassim? Is it Chal right away? or is it chal later? The Ram paskins is chal right away. Seemingly the chiyuv is chal right away. Okay, so there's no Gemara against the Rambam, but how does it line up? I mean, how can the Rambam paskin on the one hand that the shibur is chal right away, and still paskin that what that like Rav Papa that if tavach b'shabbos is putter either chay already? Okay, so what did the Kesef Mishnah say? He uses the following terminology. The terminology was is a chiyuv b'koach. And the chiyuv, the poel. So the chiyuv b'koach was, should there be something that will happen later on, he'll be chayiv. The chiyuv b'poel is when he's actually chayiv. And therefore, in terms of kemid rav minei, what matters is the point of the chiyuv b'poel. And that's why you will pater from the chiyuv b'poel. In terms of shiva nechassim, so as long as there's a chiyuv b'koach on the tzad that there'll be an onus later, that's enough for the nechassim to be meshuv. That has to be explained. And we alluded to maybe two different ways to understand it. Let me just flesh out a little bit. Again, for the Rambam, though, it comes out that Rav Papa is not totally in this inyan at all. Rav Papa is good, because Kim Ramani patters the chiyuv when it actually materializes. And there's a separate discussion about when and what is the separate inyan? If it's a Pesach Chasim, are you chayev or not? And what is that about? If there's a chiyuv, the koach, there's already shiva nechassim. So one way to understand it, the Mishnah Lemelech is mashma this way. If you look at the Mishnah Lemelech underneath this Rambam, and maybe the Mishnah perhaps also sounds a bit that way. It's like a t'nai. It's like a t'nai. Here, look at the Mishnah Lemelech on the bottom of the Rambam. Near the Gisus Rabbeinu, he agirs on the Chona, Shelo Yigoris, Pligadra Papa, the Rabba Hatalia, the Afilu name of the Isra Gneva Vishabbos Boyan Kiachad, Mikomak and Meniachim Havi and Achares Nachas, and Dinu Shil Chayav and Lesharim, Afilu Shachiv Huachem also. Midi the Havi and Ischayiv. How do you touch this up exactly? Now we're getting a different feeling from reading it. Funny, it's the Lashna Kesed Mishnah. Lata is Mishaschele Ichayev Elahainu Shechiv Zet Toli Va'omeid Shemeloteyanis. The Lashna Kesed Mishnah is the Chiv is Toli Va'omeid. The Imteyanis Yischayev. So what exactly is it? What's Chal Mechayim? What's Chal? Chiv, so you could say it's a Chiv Al Tanai, and the Mishnah Lemelech, what does it sound like? When is a Chiyuv Chal? Is it like a Lamafreya? Different ways to put it. Is it Lamafreya? Is it Chal right now? Al Tanai. It's hard to pin down. Maybe we'll leave it. The Ksos doesn't understand the Mishnah Lemelech. There's like two Ksosim that are very negiah to this whole inyan. One is in Simin Reish Tzadi Aleph, and one is in Simin Shin Mem Aleph. He doesn't understand the Mishnah Lemelech. Shin Mem Aleph. Well, Mishnah Melch helps the Gamkin the Darke Akesav Mishnah, but Nachna Lo Neda. What you have to keep in mind here is that the Kimle Midrav Minei will pater whatever comes into being at the time of the onus, or when they slaughter it. That happens, even though apparently there was a chiyuv that made the Shiva Nechasim Chal before. And according to the Rambam, there's no connection between the two issues. Okay. Let's broaden the discussion a little bit here. Let's shift gears for a second. And let's talk about... So right now, we have really two ways to understand what it means that the sheep and the chassin, according to the first Lashon, that's going on the first case of Rava, that the sheep and the chassin that the father left is machayiv, even though he died and the animal died later, he has to pay. According to one way to learn it, it's mamish kipshuto, there's a chiyuv already right now, and that's mamish tali in the kamadravine issue. If there's a chiyuv right now, then there can't be a tour later on by the case where they would be in a papa's case, and a papa holds that the chiyuv is later, and that's mamish argirsa. And then we have the Rambam, the way because Mishnah's learning it, however you're going to formulate it, you can say Rapapa, and you can also say that the Sheep and the Chasim is Chal Mechayim because there's some kind of a Chiyuv. I'll just give you one other possible formulation here. This is what Rav Shimon says and Rav Chanan says, okay? They bring they both bring a Mukhe Yosef in Baba Kama. We're going to call it a Sibas HaChiyuv. Until now we're saying the Mafreya, or Chiyuv Al Tanai, which is also maybe saying sort of like Mafreya. Now we're going to say something, a Sibas HaChiyuv. So the Mukhe Yosef says, in the case of Eish, Isho Mishum Chitzav. So the Mukhe Yosef says that the Nechasim HaMeshubet from the time the person lit the fire. Even though that person lights a fire, and yet one side, one way to understand Eish is Mishum Chitzav, as if the person is Mazik. It's he's me Mazik. When he's Mazik later, it's Mishum Chitzav. It's like he threw an arrow. Let's say a person, here's Machan gives a compelling case. Let's say a person, Machan is in Baba Basra, Oshin Peyalef. He quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Magid Mishnah, quotes the Kesef Mishnah, quotes the Mishnah Lamelech. And he says, we have to understand Pshat here. Why in the Chasim Meshuvin? We are trying to figure out ourselves. And he says that Shibud Nechasim is not a tolada, not a consequence of Shibud Haguf. Shibud Haguf is when the person becomes Chayv. So he wants to say Shibud Nechasim is the same Siba that's causing the Shibud Haguf causes the Shibud Nechasim. The Sibas HaChiyuv is Gorein the Shibud Nechasim. So example, even the Mukhe Yosef that. Zarak Chetz. Mukhe Yosef says about the case of fire, but let me give you the actual case of Chetz. Isho Mishum Chetzah. Forget Isho Mishum Chetzah. A person shoots an arrow. Nebuch, he dies before the arrow lands and breaks something. And the Hezek takes place after the man who was Zarak Chetz died. What's the halacha? Can you collect from his Nechasim? Says Rav Chanan, yes. He's not Mechayim, he wasn't his Chayiv. The Gavra only became Chayiv. B'shas HaHezek, there's no Gavra left. There's only a Chefza left, right? He's not alive. But the Nechasim, are Meshubet. Why? The Sibas HaChiyuv was Mechayim. So from the time of the Sibas HaChiyuv, the Nechasim are Meshubet. So again, this is Rav Chanan's point by Zvikas Chetz. Says Rav Chanan, aha, that's the pshat over here as well, by Yeshoel. Even if you say Mishas, okay, I'll say what he says, but basically, Sibas HaChiyuv was the Meshicha. Rav Shimon says this as well, the last Simon in Bar Mitzvah, in Chiddush Rav Shimon, the last Simon is whatever it is, Simon Mem Chavav, there's one paragraph toward the end of that Simon, he says, nearly the Yashiv Shitas a Rambam, and he brings the Stira and the two Rambams that we mentioned, the Kesef Mishnah and the Ksos, and he says as follows: Gufi Mashik Kasav Hanimuke Yosef in the Sug of Isha Mishum Chitzav, and the Mukhev says exactly what I'm quoting here: Zarak Chetz Umeis the Achatach Hizik Kelim Govim in the Chasav, and the same thing by the Eish Mishum Chitzav. I understand how does that work. He says, "Mekevan shezarak chetz v'nasim ma'aseh shesofu lahazik." So it's as if the Yerusha is now constricted to the extent that there's a basis to mechayevin based on the siba that exists right now. So that much assets, which is the value of what will happen as a result of this siba, it'll cause $100 damage, and the siba for that damage is already right now. So $100 worth of the nechasim will not be able to go be Yerusha to the children, because they have to go toward paying the shiba nechasim of this maisa machayev. And whatever the mace needs, achamisa ki'ilu yesh kinyin lemace, that's how he puts it. Okay, in any case, so it's another way to think of it, and that again, that takes care of the ketosis problem. How can he be mechayev achamisa? No, it's not the pshat that he's chayev achamisa. It's that the nechasim are needed for him to pay his chiyuv, and that much you can have. Anyway, this is another way to think about the Kesef Mishnah. Let's shift gears a second. Okay, so we have this, the Gemara here that has a Tliya with Rav Papa. We have the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, we have to somehow separate the issues. Now it's going to get more nuanced than this. Now we're going to see something interesting. We're going to see a Ritva soon that seemingly has our Girsa. Has our gears in the Gemara that links Rav Papa to the question of when the Shiba Nechasim is Chal. And yet, the Ritva does not take the Gemara exactly literally the way we just did, in terms of the two Lishonos, being that the Chiv is Mamish Chal right now. Okay, that's where we're going. Now, let me bring in another issue, which again, we alluded to on Thursday, right? So let's go back to the Gemara here that does make a linkage between Rav Papa and the question of when the Chiv is Chal and the Chayis Nechasim. So what are the Nafkaminas at stake here? If the Shas HaChiv B'Shoel is Mishas Meshicha or Mishas Onsin, what are the Nafkaminas? According to our gears in the Gemara, we have two Nafkaminas, right? One Nafkamina would be in terms of Shiva Nechasim itself. Shiva Nechasim, the father dies. Would they be mishubit to pay for the onus that occurred subsequent to his death? If it's mishas meshicha, yes. If it's mishas onsin, not. Second nafkamina, kimudravine in the case of tavach or mace laachar tavach. I should say l'bishabis, and right tavach the para. The show would be tavach the para. Would he have to be putter if he's nischayev already? Then he's chayev. If it's only chal b'shas ha'ones, and at the time of the tzicha, that's when he's going to be potter. I want to ask you the following, both sides. I'm going to propose another nafkamina, and I want you to tell me if this is correct, and we'll see. This could be a big machlokas, or maybe not. We'll see. And then we have to go over to Geneva. We all know the halacha tavi shasye itva memela. What happens if something was worth X at the time originally? Let's say the she'ela. And it was worth Y at the time of the onus. So let's say Y is more than X. Okay, so it was worth a zuz and it was worth 4 zuzin. How much does the shoel pay? 1 or 4? So what do you think? So if he's chai b'shas onsin, then obviously he pays 4. If he's chai b'shas she'ela, then perhaps you should pay 1. Okay? Chora, there should maybe be another nafkamina. Is this correct? We have to be boldek and see if this is correct or not. Let's go over to Ghana for a second. Now, let's just assume, like, except for the Rambam, like the Shakama, that Rav is going on the Resha, so we'll be assumed like the Gemara comes out, like that's totally in Rav Papa, and we want to hold like Rav Papa. So where do we end up on this question? It's Chal B'Shas Onus. So then what's the answer? You pay 4. Okay? Now what about ganav? So what does the Gemara say? It's worth 1 and then it's worth 4. At the time the gneva is worth 1. The time that it, then later on it breaks. So if it breaks by itself, what's the din? How much do you pay?
1.
1. Tishas akzela. If you break it, then you pay 4. So let's explain. Why, if it breaks by itself, do you pay 1? Why is that? So what is the basis of the chiv of the ganav? At what point does he become mischayev? So we know a Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. We had that machokas Rav and Rava. Now, according to Rav, there's a din of Kim Dravmane that you don't have to even give back the case, the thing itself, nata. And the way Rashi is masbir, basically everything is the ganav's right now. It's just that there's din of beheshiv, at the extent that there's no beheshiv, he has everything. So obviously, when is everything chav by ganav, according to Rav? In the beginning. Now, Rav understood where Rav was coming from, because Rav commented, where did Rav get this from? Because he understood, how come there's a halacha that the ganav is chayav ba'onsin? So it must be, what's the pshat? Yesh lo dam v'nensu chayav, alma b'shus ekayma. Why is the ganav a chayav ba'onsin? Obviously it's in his b'shus. Hachanam b'shus ekaymi. So too, in a case here of engel damim, it's b'shus ekaymi, you can keep the ban. But Rabba counters as if that's no raya. Velohi. Kiyu kimna rachmana b'shuse, let you know sin. Avo inya nikna b'shuse de marayu kaini. Mi did av yashoel. Says Rabba, I disagree with Rabba. There cannot be a din kimi dravine on the be'en. Who, are you calling it the chayfetz right now when you stole it? Absolutely not. Rashi says, I could be cut. Sitting by you, but it's his. Yeah? How come the God is in the Chayv Ba'osin? It's not that it's mamish is, it's just that Linya Nikne B'Shusid Marga Midi Da'av Yashoel Ki Okim Rachmana B'Shusid Linya Nonsin. But it still belongs to the Bagim, and the parallel is Shoel. So now I ask you, Rabosa, knowing Rabba in this Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 days, we would be tempted to say the whole basis of what you have like Zela is Midav Yashoel. The Torah put in your Rishus Lugabi own sin Midav Yashoel. Now let's ask ourselves, what's the halacha by Shoel? What's the price that matters? So if we go with the Maskana of our Gemara the way most poskim hold, so we're going to assume it's totally in that right now for a second. So it's going to come out, it's going to depend on the Shas Ha Onus. So what should follow then if you go the trace Rabba in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis and say Rabba is saying that the halacha of Gazan's Midav Yashoel, that's what the Torah puts in your truth for own sin, then what should follow from that? That the shasa, that the price that you have to identify for Chiyuv Zela is onus. But we know Kor Gazan Masham Shasak Zela. So what's going on? So obviously we have to revisit Sanhedrin Ayin Beis now within Rabba. The Ramban and the Rishonim and Mem Gimel and Bar Mesia are going to ask this kasha without emphasizing Rabba and Rav. But you'll tell me who they're working with. They don't mention it, but who do we hold like in the Sugya Sanhedrin? I think we hold like Rabba. Let's take a look. Now, three Rishonim all address this question. What is their question here? Maishna Shoel Shemachayev Kishas Ha'ones, the price of Shas Ha'ones, Maishna Gazlin Shemisharein, the price of Shasak Zela, unless it was Tabe Yoshasye, which you can call Mazik or call Nugzela or whatever you want to touch up what Tabe Yoshasye is. But in a case where it breaks by itself, the price that the Gazan in incurring the Chiyuv is the price of Shasak Zela, which can be the lower price. And by Shoel, he's Mechayev for the higher price. You guys have the sheets, right? Says the Ramban, let's start with the Ramban. And we medike a couple of things in the way that they express it, yeah? The Ramban, the Ran, and the Ritva all ask this kasha. Let's try to explain what they're saying. Ha de Amrinan, right? Everyone see it? The Ramban. Shear if you need to. Ha de Amrinan. Itvar memeila mishalim zuza. That if it breaks by itself, you pay the price of earlier. It was worth a zuz first, and it went up to 4. It breaks by itself. What is it going to pay? 1. Mishum dahasta lava liver midi. He didn't do anything. Anitama, Kavan Damrina, the Hasta, the Chiisa, Hadra Be'ena. Right now, if it was still intact, it would go back as is. The Rachmana Chive Legazlin Ba'onsin, it's just that the Torah is Machai the Gazlin Ba'onsin. But it, the object would go back as is to the Bailin. Amaila Machai Ba'onsin, the Hasta. Then why would he not Machuyev the price of today? And what does he quote? Pchedamrina Nami Biyama Sanhedrin, that what? Nehidu Kmin Rachmana Beshusei Ganyin Onsin Gemikna Mikmina Beshusei. So who's he quoting in Sanhedrin? Rab. No, it's for Rab, he wouldn't have the problem. Rab says he's Konan Lagamri, whatever that means, he's Konan. The Chetitz is not longer the violence. He can become Patra and giving back the Tashrumin of the Be'en. He becomes Rab Minister's Rab, because he basically owns it. And Rabbi says nothing doing. You know, you don't own it. The Torah put in your Rishus, Gabi owns it. Midi, he didn't quote those three words, but that's mamish what he's saying. Midi the Havi Ashoah. So I don't understand, he says. So why should it be by Gazan any different than so? Hilkachia Yaker, Vade Rishusi, the Mare Yaker. When it went up in price, it was in the Rishus of the original owner. Even if broke by itself, he's mechayiv. The chayiv owns him. Kishoel, atu shoel ki ay gavna milo mishalim arba. Now it's clear to the Ramban the shoel pays four. So let's assume now why is he so sure about this? So let's just say because the Lishna Basra we hold like Rav Papa. So the shas achiv shoel is b'shas ha'ones, and so why should Gazan be any different? We'll see that link to our sugi is going to be muhaf in the Ramban's teretz. Let's see. The Yishlomar, now this carefully how the Ramban answers the kasha. The shiny shoel, shoel and gazlan not the same. The mishas meshichas abeheima nischai b'mizonosel. That's for Papa and Babitzia Tzadiyal. He's chai b'mizonos immediately. And yet, v'lo mechai b'onsin atchas shburo mesa. But the chai b'onsin is not chai until the time of the illness. U'beshusa demarehi. So that's the first thing he says. But he continues. It's completely in the reshus of the owner if he wants to sell it or remagdish it. Someone lends something and it's now by the shoel. If the lender wants to remagdish it, he can do it. And therefore, the shasachi of a shoel is going to be when it breaks. Avo gzeila. Kevan de mishas mishicha. Mechayev beonsei, but by gezeira, since mishas meshicha, you're chayev in the onsin. Unlike shoel, that you're not mechayev till later, you're mechayev in the zonos right away. That much you took on when you did meshicha of the animal. But the shasa ones is later. The shasa chiyuv is the shasa ones, and gezeira you're mechayev in ones right away. V'nafke nami mishus b'ayim mehegdish. And it's no longer Rishus HaBayim. He doesn't have the right to magdish it. What do we call that? It's no longer in the what of the Bailim. It's not Rishusa. Once you take it away from the Bailim, it's not Rishusa Gabi Hegdish. Lo mechaybina le ba'onfei al kishas meshicha. So then your chi of onsen is the point that you could say took it out of some Rishus of the Bailim. The Bailim lost his ability to be magdish. The shas meshicha de gzeila, kishas tvor mesa de sheila, that he shait the chayel echiv. So here the Ramban is saying, we were thinking that how do you parallel the two? We would think that the shas ha'ones of Shoel is parallel to the shas ha'ones of Gaza. No. The shas ha'ones of Shoel is parallel to the shas meshicha of Gaza. Because what was critical about that moment of the shas meshicha by the Gazlan? It was somehow with nafke mishus bailim lehegdish. In other words, again, we're not dealing with Rav. Rav we understood all along, I would imagine. But even according to Rav, and even though Rav uses the words midi dehavi ashoa, that it's not entirely yours, but something has happened already at the time of the act of the Gneva that in some way has compromised the bailus of the original owner. The haraya, the original owner, is no longer in a position to be magdishing. And therefore, And that's much of why. What do we call that? What's that a function of? What I mean, no, the Ramban's going to answer to that question. What's the? Why is it that the Bailim can be magnus? Yeah, but you're going up like a circle here. Like what indicates that? How do you know that's correct? It's not b'shusa, okay? What defines it not being b'shusa? The fact that it's chay ba'onsen. Yeah, but the show is also chay ba'onsen. So there must be some other variable by the Ganeth that is absent by Shoel.
She doesn't have control of it.
What do you think, Aaron?
I was going to say the same thing.
The what?
She doesn't have
the active control. And Shoel, he also does. He gave it away to be used now for 30 days. He can be bondish, but that's good for what we're asking. I mean, if he can demand it back...
The Shoel would give it back.
The Shoel would give it back. And if he asked it from the Gazlin would not necessarily give it back, okay? That's one way to answer the question. So according to what you just said, what if the Gazlin said, I'm prepared to give it back to you? Could he be magdish it? And let's say it would go up in price after that. Before and then it breaks. Okay, so you know what I'm saying? So let's say the guy says, give it back. I said, fine, I feel bad doing tshuva, and tshuva is coming. I'll give it back to you. And now we can be magdish it. And now the price goes up. What would the Ramban hold? And we hear my question. I want to understand better. You're saying it's not b'shuso because he can't be magdashit, and the show it is b'shuso. And but how goof I'm asking. What makes Gazlin different in this respect? In both cases, there's a chiyuv on sin, and in both cases, he didn't totally take over the bailus of the chayfet. So what exactly is it about the fact that here he can't be magdashit? Here, see, I think that the Gazlin won't cooperate, and the show will cooperate. First of all, the show has the right to have it, and even that. Let's see, the show says, "What do you mean? You want it back? We have a contract. I have it for 30 days. And even that, like, what's the difference? I have it for 30 days now. How can you take it back? You can take it back after 30 days. You mean, but I can demand it back from the show after 30 days. And the guy's going to, like, if I tell him I want it back in a week, he also can say no. What does that have to do with the here and now? So still, what's missing maybe in the Ramban? That to say that you're a chayiv ba'onsin is simply not enough to explain why it's not b'shusa. Why is it not b'shusa? What other halacha do we know about by Gazlin?
Kinyanik.
Okay, using words. Kinyanik Zeila. So, Gabi what? Kinyanik Zeila Gabi Onsin? No, Shoel is also Chayiv Onsin. What other halacha are we missing that maybe we should bring into the mix here?
Hashava.
Hashava? Okay, maybe Shoel also has Hashava. I don't know how to explain it by Shoel. It's not really Hashava. Somebody says Hashava. Okay, say something more. No, Gazlin is not Kefal. Gazlin is Kefal.
By onus, you have some.
What other halacha is very relevant by Gneiva? That's not true by Shoel. In other words, if what will
happen?
Teshuvin. The Shoel also says Teshuvin. No,
there's what? A Shinoi.
Shinoi. Shinoi Kona. If it's not Ke'in Shigazal, so then the Gazlin can keep the object and can give back Teshuvin. By Shoel, is it such a halacha? That ability that Ganav has to be Kone B'Shino, even before the Shino happens, means that something was chal by the Gzela that's unique, that obviously has compromised the Rishus HaBailim. So Gomashu, the Ramban happens to hold, in the case that we were asking about. Let's say the Gazlin is willing to cooperate and says, you know, I'm willing to give it back to you. And at that point, the guy says, okay, I'm Magdish. So the Ramban would say that he still can't be magdishit. Because the mice of the kinyanik zeila are still here. The ability to be koneh b'shinui is still here. So there's something called kinyanik zeila, which I think you can identify with the halacha of being able to be koneh b'shinui. Something has happened in zeila that's unique and not true by onus. Not just that chayv ba'onsin, but it's not b'rishuso to be magdish, and that's because of the kinyanik zeila, which can be seen through the fact that if there'll be a shinui, he won't have to give back the be'en anymore. Let's say the Nitzah wants the be'en. The guy says, I'm sorry, I don't have to give back to you then. Let's say the Bailam says, I want the be'en by Shoel. What's the halacha? I can double check it. I think the halacha is that he can get the be'en. There's no din that he has to, that the Shoel can say, ha, tough. It's a shinui now I can keep it and just give you money. If the Masha wants the lender wants back the object, even if it doesn't look exactly the same way, he has the right to get back the object. Double check, but I think so. That's halacha by Gzela, Kein Shigaza. I think that would help us in terms of the Ramban's point. But it's interesting, the Ramban started out with something else also. Before he got to the point of that it left the Bailam's Rishus, and he can't be Magdashit, that's by Gzela, and Shoel, it's still in his Rishus. The Ramban also mentions what point? The Shani is the Mishas Meshicha Sabehem Leschai Ben Zon Leseha Velo Mechai Be'onsen Ad Shashvur Mesa. What is he quoting when he says that? What is he thinking about? That Lashon, what does that trace itself to? To our sugya, to our Papa. So what can we glean from the Ramban's language? That if we would hold not like Rav Papa, if we would hold like the Lishna Kam of the later part of the Gemara, that there's a chiyuv of onsin, there's a chiyuv of achrayis nechasin, even in the case of an ones, they have to pay from the father's estate. That means that the chiyuv was chal already. So then the halacha would in fact be that you don't owe four, you only owe one. I think we can dig that in the Ramban. Again, the fact that the Ramban started in explaining the difference between She'ela and Zela, he says, Shani Shoel, that Mishas Meshicha is Chayv and Mizonos, but it's not Chayv and Onsen Hashas Tivu. That's straight out of our Gemara. That one is plucked out of our Gemara. That's how he begins to explain why Shoel and Zela are different. So what does that suggest? That if you hold, that's because of our Papa. But if you hold now like our Papa, you hold that everything is Chal right away, like the other Lashon of the Gemara, the Lashon of Kama later in the Gemara, then the din would in fact be identical. That's what you can glean from this line of the Ramban. And that's Mfurish in the Nemukah Yosef in Bava Kama. Oh. Maybe it's in Bava Tzvi, I don't have it here, but I have to check it for you. But we'll come back to Nemukah Yosef over here too, though. Okay, leave it. But I think you can pretty much see that in the Ramban. Let's continue the Ran and the Ritva, and we'll see the difference over there. The Ran, a couple of interesting differences. The Ran has the same kasha. It from the Meir Mishalom Zuzi. I shall pace four. Hasam Hainu Taima. The Ad Hashta Beshusa Demara Kaima. Beshoel Beshas Shvira Hudimishai Beonsim. Sounds like the Ramban so far. Ofika Misham Kishas Chiyuvo. Avogazlin Mishas Zela Nafre Mishwas Bailin. Teda, the lo matzi nigza magdishrei. Ubeshas gzeilu the mischayev gazin ba'onsin. So the chiyev onsin of gzeila is immediately. Again, even according to Rav, hilchak misham kin meikar. Miutav oshas yei. If he broke it, mishayim dalid, they came into avat il biadayim. Hashta mazikla. Interesting lesson of the Ran. That, yes, that much you can medayik from the Ran that he calls tav oshas yei mazik. Yeah. Because it would go back the end, and therefore that's called only equals. Now you have to know if he means mazik mamish, he means when a gazlin is mazik, he's chayv as a gazlin. Different ways you can say it, but pashup shad sounds like the ksos. It's only mitzad mazik. Maybe otherwise he's going ibachar aganef. Okay, the ritva. Amar Rava, I'm under gazal chavita dechama. Tavi yeshas yisham dalit. I pay kishas akzela. Hanam yeshas akzela. He doesn't say mazik. He says when tavi yeshas is gzela. Okay, next paragraph. Itva Mimela, Mishal Mizuza, the Hashta Lovid will meet him. The Imtomar, Kevin the Gazin, who Vachai Baonsin Lama, Eno Misham Kishasa Ones, the Shoel Kishasa Ones, who Mishalim, Kid the Mucha Chakam Bishmaitim, the Shoel is paying Kishasa Ones. You have to know what he says, Kid the Mucha Chakam Bishmaitim. We have to see what he means by that. The Shoel pays Kishasa Ones. So why doesn't the Gazan pay Kishasa Ones? The Yishlomar, the Shoel lo kanye klal. He was not kone, velo afke mishus bailin. He never took it out of mishus bailin. Ki abailin yecholim lo machal agdisha. The bailin can still sell it or be magdishit. He'll go chiyuv al shasa ones. That's why he pays al shasa ones. Avo gazlin, mishas gzei lo afke mishus bailin lo mechir vehegdish. He took it out of mishus bailin that the bailin cannot the magdish kevin shekain ala hishaita be'in l'chiyuve kolecha del ovid ba mai sachrina, as long as he can do another act, which is tavi yashasye. And that's obvious, and therefore Rabbah didn't have to tell me that point. Rabbah only came to tell me the other halacha of tavi yashasye. So basically what's the Ritva saying? The same basic answer, that the gazlin took it out of the rishus habayim initially. Again, there's already a chiyuv mishas gzeila. But what did the Ritva leave out that the Ramban mentioned? And I think the Ran also really mentioned it too, Kimat. What point did the Ritva leave out? What did the Ramban add in his answer when he first introduced the answer and explained Shoel as being Chayiv, Bishas Ones, the price of the own time of the Ones? What did the Ramban add? V'lo mechayiv be'onsin ad shastru umesa. Even though what? Even though the Chiv Mezonos is right away, but the Chiv Onsen is later. Rapapa. The Ritva didn't mention Rapapa. The Ritva didn't mention Rapapa at all. He just goes right to the point about Hotsam Rishus Habayim. Just a marmakom here. This Inyan is a wrong source about this, this whole issue of what, why Kisei are different than the Shoel. Simon Reish Sadi Aleph, first Ksos in the Simon, Sivkan Aleph. What about Yukra Vizula? Shomer by Gazlin. The Ksos makes the Cheshbon that we made, quoting the Ramban. He quotes, starts with the Ramban, and he says, Lefize, Mamas Mefor Shar Diuk, Ladas HaPoskim, the Shomer Mishaivim Mishas Mishicha. Trey Lishni Bishas Vesh Perik Elunaris. He says Vesh Perik, all right, Yamid Aleph. Yeah. The Shomer Me'imas Mechayev. It's really Shoel here. Imishas Meshicha Mishas Onsin. The Im Kain says it so. The Hach Lishna. The Mechayev Mishas Meshicha. Tashumin Didei Beyukra Vizula. Kishas Meshicha. And even though it's a Mashem in the Gemara Bamitsia, that the show pays kishas hotsam in the olam, that goes according to the shita of Rapapa. The show me mischay mishas onsin. So Baruch Hashem, we're on derech. So far, we're on a gleich road. I mean, the ksos makes the cheshbon. But I want, but umaisa again. This is what it's mashmah for the Ramban. Now, there's another half to this. This is now on the next page, daf tzadi zayin on the base, and here you see in sharper focus our Gemara. The Ramban and the Ritva are clearly not in agreement about what it means to say that according to the first Lashon, there's a Chiyuv right now, and there's a Sheep and the Chasim right now because of that, and according to the second Lashon, it's not that way. What does it mean exactly? So this issue relates to the following Gemara. The Mishnah talks about a case where there's a, the Shoel and the Mashal have a Din Torah. Oh, several different cases. Shoala sapara. Shoala chatsi yom. The sachra chatsi yom. So half the day it's she'ela, half the day is schiras. Strange contract, right? This is the Mishnah that the Gemara is going on and the Ramban is going on. Shoala hayom, sachra lemachar. Today is she'ela, tomorrow is schiras. Other case, you rented one cow, you borrowed one cow. Now the cow dies. What's the shaila? If it died at a time of schirus, so then what's the din? It's pater because a solcher is like a shom b'sachar is pater ba'onsin. If it died during the day or the hour, or if it's the para of she'ela, then it's chayiv. And this is the machlo. This is the din Torah between the Shoel and the Shoel slash Socher and the Mashil slash Maskil. Hamashil Omer Sheula Mesa, the Yom Shaisa Sheula Mesa, the Shah Shaisa Sheula Mesa, Vahala Omer, and the other one says Eini Yodeya. And the defendant says, I'm not really sure. Could have happened on Sunday, could have happened on Monday, but it might have happened on Sunday when it was a schiras. It might have happened 10 o'clock when it was still schiras time, not 12 o'clock. The mashal is sure that it happened in a time that makes the guy chayiv, and the shoel is not sure. What's the din chayiv? He has to pay since he's not sure. That's when the mashal is sure and the shoel slash sochel is not sure, he's pater. Zakti Gemara. We have a raya similar from this Mishnah that if somebody comes to someone else and says, Mani li biyadcha, I know you owe me money, pay me. And the guy says, Ein yodeya, what do you call that? Bari? Shema, he says, "En yodeya chayv." Lemi definitely two to Rav Nachman. Did my mother be out? Chavala me any day. Rav Huna viewed the Ami Chayv. Rav Nachman viewed the Yochanan Ami Pater. Rav Nachman says Pater. And here it's Mashma that in fact any day. He says any day. Bari v'shema. So Bari Yadif and he wins. He can collect. That's the Gemara's kash. Gemara has a whole complicated answer with a whole din of mitoch, and that's the issue. But that's not our topic. The Rishonim raised the following consideration. Seemingly, this is Rav Nachman who says Pater, but seemingly there's another issue that has to be thought about. The case over here, Rav Nachman, is the person says, "I don't know if I owe you." And so Rav Nachman says Pater. That's called En Yodea Im Nischayavti. I don't know if I ever incurred such a chiyuv. You think you're sure I'm chayiv. I'm not sure that I ever became chayiv to you. So Rav Nachman would say, Lav bar yadif, I'm pat. Let's say it's clear that I owed, and I say, I may have paid. What do you call that? En yodei im praticha. So it was for sure cheskas chiyuv. There, everyone agrees, chayiv. So now the question is, how do you classify a situation like this? Let's take the case where Sunday was Schura and Monday was Sheula. The guy, the Mashil Maskir, says, "I died on Monday, so you owe me." The guy, the Shoel Skasoche, says, "I'm not sure, maybe he died Sunday when it was a Schiras day." The Gemara is comparing this to a case of Rav Nachman, where it's any of that, if I'm ever chayiv to you. That's where Rav Nachman is saying. But why would this case be an any of that in nischayavti? Why wouldn't it be any day in praticha? Now, let's think about it. Why would it be one versus the other? What could it be totally in? Explain yourself. Go ahead. Once you spoke up, yeah.
So if you're going to say that it's only Mishas Onus, then it's the debate is, did I even
become
at all?
Did I become Chayiv? If the Chiyuv Onsin is setting in at the time of the Onus, then the Gemara's comparison is good. It's Ein Dei Nischayavti. But if you go with the Lashon that what?
Mishas Mashiach, then it's a problem because it was already wet.
He's already
Mechuyev,
and then it seems like everyone should agree with Chayiv.
So
what's the Gemara's Kashan? Yeah,
what
would be the Kashan of Nachman? Nachman is Moda, and then Paticha is Chayiv. If the Chiyuv already exists, Mishas Mashiach, so then what's the Gemara's Kasha? It's En Yodea in Praticha. That's the issue that the Ramban and the Ritva both sensitive with the two right here. Now let's see what they both say. There's going to be a nuance and a difference in terms of the case. I'm keeping it simple. I'm keeping the case where it's one day, 1 hour, 1 hour. The other case is a little more harder to pin down. One para versus the other para. Depends how you frame that issue. So I don't want to get two people too confused. But let's look at the Ramban. Vani Omer, Dr. Ramban, Ha Milsa Plukta Da Amorai. It's a machokes amorayim. Whether you consider this in day in praticha, in day in nischayavti. Let's see how he says it. Dikasin a perek goes to basra kufya beisim bavakam. Uperek elunar samadaladam beisim ksubis. Amarava. Hinechem avim parashua ibn zol gemar. And the imenechem avim machreis nechasim. And the ika demasni la reisha, ika demasni la seif. Ika demasni la reisha, the what? Third line, imenech lehem avim, achres nachas mechayev reshalem. Why? The mishas mashicha yichayev avuon ba'onsei. Because from the time of mashicha, he's chayev ba'onsei, a pigad rapapa, the amar has mishas mashicha yichayev ba'onsei, a seha, the lo ba'onsei, a chastro ames. That's the lishna kama. The lishna kama is what? It's the lo krapapa. The ika demasni la seif behind the rapapa. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now the Ramban speaks. Ishtaka chashta. What turns out now? Keywords. The man de Omar, mishas mishicha yichay lei ba'onsei. According to the man de Omar, that yichay ba'onsei mishas mishicha, I don't know if the days of She'ela have passed by the time it died, if it's still within the She'ela hours or the She'ela days, or we're now shifting to the Schiras days. I don't know. Havarei, it's the equivalent of Hivkata Etzli. I agree that you gave me something for safekeeping. That's it. By Pikadon equivalent. In other words, if the Shoel's suffix is, I don't know if the She'ela term has passed and it's in the Schiras term right now, or it's still in the She'ela term. I'm not sure. Maybe it's in the Schiras term already. But what was the halacha of She'ela? That Mishas Meshicha, he's Chayiv. So now it's a suffix in what? If it became Chayiv or became Pater? Became Pater. So in a Chanami. That's correct. That would be an idea in Paticha, in Mechzarti. But Ulaman the Amar Mishas Meshicha, Lo Mechayiv Ba'onsin Atshas Tfru Mesa. That you're not chayiv mishas mishicha. You're only chayiv at the time of the onus. Hecha the amma any day I'm hoisa shula b'shas shavura umesa. I don't know if it was shula then. Maybe it was chiras then. Havelei kimisha amma any day I'm ifkata etzli imrav shupata. It's the equivalent of whether you ever gave me the thing for safekeeping. I don't know if I ever incurred a chiyuv. So now, when you see the Gemara B'Metzia that asked the Kasha and Rav Nachman, which seems to compare, therefore, the cases over here to the case of Enidayim Nischayavti, so you have to say Zokter Rabban Hach Sugya Demashma Mina Demanu Libiatcha Baloma Enidayahu Efter Dalibad Rab Papahi Lishna Basva Derab. So you have to explain the Gemara B'Metzia according to Rab Papa. But Valibad Lishna Kama Nachman, except here there's a separate nuance which we won't go into, except the other case that would be a kasha. Say for shal achas v'sachar achas, that we have to figure out what makes that different. Avoreshalo, and this that we have to come on to explain the whole mishnah with the kimta that we gave of mitoch yesh esek for b'neim sfilon kushna basa derava k'rav papa. And how do we paskin? The next paragraph says we should paskin like the lishna basa. So according to Rabban, it's pretty clear cut. According to Rabban, what does it mean to say the Lishna Kama the Nechasim HaMeshubit? What does it mean? What was Chal? What was Chal? The Chiv was Chal. But if it wasn't really Sheula at that hour, then it means that, right? It's the Chiv is Chal, but I don't have, it's like anything in Praticha. That's the Rabban's position. So this is what the Nemukah Yosef that I was alluding to before, Bava Kama, says, Mefurish as well. This is on the Gemara Kuf Yabez, which is Rav Papa over there, says the Nemukah Yosef on the Din of Rav Papa, on Achrayis Dimas Achrayis Nechashim Chayavim. So he says as follows. The Kevan, the Kaimalan, She'enu Chayiv Ad Shas Onshin, we hold that only chayiv is as onza harei upater, sharei zeh kaomer enidayim im hilbisani. There's no enidayim hilbisani because there's no chayiv to onsin. And then he says further, so kaimelon kira papa, the mishas onsin dafka hu chayiv, the lo mishas she'ela. That we hold like our papa. That the Gemara says on the case and that Mishnah Masel Meshula the Makshin on Shamet Mina Manali Biyadcha Halom Eini Yodea Chayiv VeTehatit Yufted Rav Nachman Akash and Rav Nachman the Gemara has the East Virulan the Talmuda Mishas Meshicha Mechayiv Onsin. Havalei masnisin da'asam kimane hilvi silach v'halom me'eyodeh imechzarti if dechayiv afilu Rav Nachman. So what kind of kasha is in a Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman agrees if eyodeh imechzarti. But hilchasakira papa, the Rambam says, not that way, I don't understand the Rambam. Muki Yosef and the Ramban, same page, right? The sugi here obviously indicates the fact that we view it as eyodeh im nishchayavti. that the chiyuv only sets in at Shas Olis. Now look at the Ritva. The Ritva says, "Hachinami in yodeim shu'ur meisa nischayev u'schur meisa bo nischayev harezek ome in deim helvisani v'lo mibayi lahi lishna damina in perka gozel the chiyuv shoel mishas onsin." That's for sure. Ain't there no visani? El afilu lahu lishna daminan chiyuv shoel mishas mishicha. Even if you go like the lashon that it's chal mishas mishicha, velo matzis lemeimar. Don't say the kemishi yodea sheshala. He knows he borrowed it. Finischayeba ve'ein dea ketsad mesa. He doesn't know how it died. Havalei ka'omer hevisani. Not so. The afilu lemanda amir keywords for our sugya. Afilu lemanda amir hasa. The shoel mechaye mishas mishicha. In other words, that the sheep and the chasim in the beginning, and the chiyuv mishas mishicha, the lo kirav papa, lav de mechayev chiyuv gomor lealter. Not that he's absolutely chayiv right away. The havadai kol kama shehi b'chayim, if it's alive, kol hekadika b'shusa demarisa, belongs to the master, to the mashil, wherever it is. After we can be magdashir, as we know, right? The lek ala shol shum chiyuv. Okay, so what is it? Ella lomar de lechi nigneva onensa, when it gets stolen or something happens to it, dies. The isa chiyuv alei mishtabdin nechasav lemafreya mishas mishicha. What does it mean to say, like the Lishna Kama? Not that it's a chiyuv right now, but that when the onus happens, the chiyuv is retroactive. My nafkamina, the nechasav mishubed. What would happen? Lemi nafkamina, lemi shemachar nechasav beintayim. So he sold it. So can he go to the lukuchos? Can the mashal go to the lukuchos and collect? If you hold mishas mishicha, he can go to the lukuchos. But when is the chiyuv actually chal? Later. The case over there, if the children have to pay with the estate of the father. So according to the Ritva, what's he doing? He's changing the complexion of the sugya. Let's just say the words again. If you hold that there's a chiyuv achrayis nechasim from the beginning, it doesn't mean that it's equivalent to ein yodeiim hechzarti. It's still ein yodeiim hechayavti. Because when is the chiyuv really chal? At the time of the onus. What does it mean? The lo k'rav papa. We have to get back to Rav Papa's case of the tavcha b'shabbos. But what does it mean? Nafka mina. Gabi the yorshim that they have to pay from that estate, because when the chiyuv happens later, it's the mafreya. And that's the tzad of the gemara. That's the lo k'rav papa. Now, a couple of things. First of all, I'm just going to throw this out here on the table. So now, according to the Ritva, didn't say any nafkamina about price. Didn't mention that. He gave the nafkamina in terms of the children having to pay for the father's assets, or if it would be sold. But what's really important for us in terms of our sugi is, but the gears of the Gemara, what comes to mind when you read this Ritva? What did we see so far that has some kind of a parallel here? No? What comes to mind? Beginning of Shir? The Rambam. The Ketz HaMishnah, right? The Mishnah HaMelech, all of that. But Rabosai, here's the issue. In the Rambam, you could say what you want. Chiyuv b'koach, chiyuv b'poel, shiba nechasim chal right away, not chal right away. That's the Shaila. Really, Kimid Rabinay could live with what? Could live with pattering, the Rabinay will patter Tabach B'Shabbos, even though you can also hold that there was a Shibin Achasim from before. Because it's nothing to do with Rav Papa. There's no gear said Lo Rav Papa, Hanu Rav Papa. And you formulate Chiyuv HaKoach, and that's enough for Shibin Achasim, say what you want, say like the Rav Chanan, the Rav Shimon, and from the Siba Sachiyuv makes Shibin Achasim. And that's the Shaila, whether you have you have that or not, whether you have a Siba Sachiyuv or not. But Rav Papa is good anyway. Rav Papa is good because the Shas Hachiyuv Mamish, the Poel is Otsin. So that's why there will be a Ptur coming Rav Minei when it's Tavach B'Shabbos. Because there's no Shaychus to Rav Papa. That's the Rambam. Ram didn't have the Girsa. But the Ritva has our Girsa. And yet the Ritva is... So that means that the question of Shibin Nechassin will link to Rav Papa, meaning if you hold the Shibin Nechassin from before, then what comes out? Then is Rav Papa correct or not correct? No. Now, what will be Tavach B'Shabbos? Yibi Chayef. So here the difference between the Rambam and the Ritva. According to the Ritva, now we have to work back into the Gemara by coming around meaning. If the Ritva is saying that, really, the, even according to the Tzad, that the Shibin Nechassin is Chal right away, but don't tell me that it's considered Eini Yodea Im. If it's Chal right away, don't tell me it's called Eini Yodea Im Hechzartiv in Praticha, because the actual Chiyuv B'Poel is not till later. It's just that when there'll be Chiyuv later, it's Meshumet L'Mafreya. That's what it means. But that is the Lokar Papa. So as much as you want to see the Ritva similar to the Kesef Mishnah, there's a world of difference here, because now we have to go back and understand, so why is the Lo Kerav Papa? The Rambam can say this according to the Kesef Mishnah, and Rav Papa can be correct, even if you say the Shiba from before. So you say this, a Siba Sachiyuv, and the Shiba Nechassim comes together with the Siba Sachiyuv, but the Chiyuv B'Poel is later, and that's why Tavach B'Shabbos is Pater. But the Rambam didn't have the Girsa, the Lo Kerav Papa, Kerav Papa. The Ritva is trying to assume that the Chiyuv is not here yet to the extent that it's Eini Yodea Im Nischayavti, because the Chiyuv didn't come yet. But when the Chiyuv comes, he says, that's what it means, that the Shibin Nechassin is in Mishas Meshicha, meaning that there's a Shibin Nechassin from now. But the Chiyuv still has to play out later. But then why can't the Chiyuv later be compatible with coming around meaning? No, what are you going to say? It's Lumafreya. So what happened later? It was just like a tnai. It was a tnai in the Chiyuv. It was a tnai in the Chiyuv. So what are you going to say? On a tnai in the Chiyuv, we don't say Kimud Rabmine. That tnai is... It's considered... If the tnai was not this Kayim, it can be called Ein Deyayim Eschayavti, because the Tanai was not Eschayim. But on the Tanai and the Chiyuv, that's not Kim Dramin. It cannot be used. Since it's going to be L'mafreya after the Ones, so the Kim Dramin cannot pat the Chiyuv, because it's just a Tanai in the Chiyuv, and the Chiyuv goes L'mafreya once the Tanai is fulfilled. So now think back by Geneva. So what are you going to say by Geneva? Like Geneva, if there was a Chiyuv, Ganav, which case we can think of that, Ganav B'Shabbos, Ganav, Hayik Di Ganav Lo. So then Yochayev, Tavach B'Shabbos, Yochayev. What's the Shas HaChiyuv by Geneva? So the Ritva said, what's by Geneva? The Chiyuv is right away. What's the other case? Ganav and Tavach B'Shabbos. Cheshbenat. Or let's go back to the Tosis. The Tosis, Rabbi Shabbos, Tosis at the end. Rabbi talked about two cases, Machteres, and he talked about Shabbos, and Tosis says at the end, why does Rabbi give me the Tzvichas on both, or give the din on both? In the case of Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos, I would say maybe Kamdavmane only works in this case, not in the other case, because after all, Rabbi holds B'Shashim Eschayiv Adayin HaMamon Be'en. Lahavala lemeimar kimid ravine kida amar rabbi gufin sanhedrin. But no, the answer is kivet the tavach acharichei niftar ala geneva. What's Tosis touching on here? What is it? Tosis is discussing what case? Gan ever tavach b'shabbes. So what's the case? What's the chilu shabbes b'shas geneva?
Hotsa.
And therefore, once the kimdavne patters on the geneva, so then there'll be no chiyuv tavach macher either. But maybe you would say it wasn't necessarily patter on the geneva. Why? Because at the time of the hotsa, time of the geneva, you're not chayiv yet. What do you mean you're not chayiv yet? You pay kishas hakzela. The price is goes up. You have to pay only the lower price. What do you mean you're not chayiv yet?
Still.
What? It's still be'en. So you have certain kinyanim. We know the Ramban and the Mem Gimel, right? You have certain kinyanim, but it's still not absolutely yours. So now, so what's chal right now? What kind of a chiyuv? What kind of a chiyuv is chal right now? You chayv tashkumin right now? Pay according to the price of right now. But it's not absolutely yours. It's hadra be'enath if it would go back right now. But the Tosa says, as a tzrichasa, maybe kamramine would not necessarily patter that. Why? Because... What? Again, after having read all the Rishonim, right? So the Geneva is not exactly like She'eva, but yet according to Rabba, it's sort of like in the middle. According to Rav, it's Yikonet. According to Rabba, it's Midah Havia Shoel. But even though it's Midah Havia Shoel, we said it's not exactly like Shoel. You see that the time, the price you pay is the price of the Gzela. But here's where you have the Tzrichas of Kimid Rabbi that Tosis mentions. But maybe only this Michi of Misa Machteres, or this Chi Misa of Shabbos, will pater from the Geneva. Because in a certain sense, the chiyuv keren is not locked in at this point. It's locked in terms of the price. But the chiyuv, in some way, is dependent on later. So the later point, the tavach, in some way gets rid of the keren too. So here you see in Tosis that the point that things become, the tanai is fulfilled, if you will. You want to say it that way. Are you mechuyev right now to pay, or are you mechuyev later by Geneva? When are you mechuyev to pay? When are you mischayev the keren?
Now.
When are you mischayev the keren?
Now.
Right now. But wait, now the chavitz is still here. You mechuyev to pay right now, the price of now, if there'll be an onus later on. So when the onus happens later on, so would that be a kimid rabbinei that patters the keren, or only the tavach u'macher? So what did Rabbi say? What? Gana v'tavach b'shabbos. What's the din?
Patter.
Because the original kimid rabbinei. Pater is the Karen, there's no Karen, there's no Dalai Behe. But I would say maybe that's only true by Shabbos, or only true by Machteres. Because after all, according to Rabbah, it's at the time of the Hotsah, it's still Be'en. So we struggled. What's going on here? Right? So do we have a bit of a better pshat right now, or are we still stuck? What do you think? I mean, here the problem is more pronounced because you have the Tavach B'Shabbos also. So, like, what's the big deal? You have Tavach B'Shabbos. So, anyway, you look at it, why should it be that you don't see Kamdamin? You have the Tavach B'Shabbos. But we tried. Listen, it's a tough subject. Okay, what we know. Let's just try to clarify what we do now. I mean, you understand the issues at stake. That's already the, a madriga, We had the Sugya Sanhedrin, we have Rav and Rava. Now we see it's not as clear-cut as we thought before. Obviously, there is a difference, even according to Rava, between Shoel and Gazlin. That's what was established by the Rishonim here. The only question is that difference and that point of Shoel being Chayiv, Kishasa Ones, so the Ramban saw that as dependent on the two Rishonim in the Gemara here. And the Ksos made that point as well, clear from the Ramban emerges that way. The Ramban also sees the two Rishonim in the Gemara in a very literal way. Are you Chayiv Mamish immediately? That would mean Mamish Chayiv right away. That's called Eni Adea in Praticha. Or you Chayiv only later. And that's called Eni Adea in Eschayavki. The Sugya in Babetzia proves to us that we hold like Rapapa. That's the Ramban. The Ritva breaks that down. He says, no. The sugya in Babetzia doesn't have to be viewed, even if you hold like the Lishna Kama, that there's a Sheba Nechassim from before. You don't have to assume that means that it's any of that in Praticha, because it just means that when you have the Chiyuv, the Onus happening, the Chassim are Meshubed L'mafreh. So it's still an idea in this chayavta. And yet, you have to see our sugya, you have to learn our sugya. And our sugya says that if you hold that the chasim mishubel l'mafreya, that's what the Ritva says it means, mishas mishicha, that would be the lo k'rapapa. That means that according to Rapapa, then there would not be a k'rapapa that would pop there later, because since l'mafreya, it's going to go back on l'mafreya anyway, then what's happening later cannot become exempted, even though that's the shas achiyuv that triggers the chiyuv of mafreya, that would not be patur. And according to the Rambam, we saw a parallel formulation along the lines of the Ritva, based on the Kesef Mishnah, and it also means for the Rambam that it's not like you're absolutely chayiv now, but there's neshiba nechassim nonetheless. But in the Rambam, it can even coexist with Rapapa. That's a very important shint in the Rambam and the Ritva. That's what we have today. We've got to have today. See, we still have more work to do. But the question is, should we do Chazara tomorrow? Should we stay with this and try to, you know, take it one more level? That's your. You don't have to record our discussions, but we can leave it for your. You know, we can discuss it. It's up to you, Chaim. We'll see. I mean,